Welcome back to DollarWise, where we provide tips to help you make wise financial decisions. On today's program, we give you some factors to consider when trying to decide whether to borrow or save to achieve your goals. Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley, also chimes in. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. To borrow or save? That is the question. For many persons, the answer is easy. Avoid debt at all costs, save your money, and owe no one. The truth, however, is that things aren't always that simple. There are times when taking out a loan just makes more financial sense than saving to achieve a particular goal. But before deciding on the loan, there are a few things to consider. First, how much will it cost to accomplish your goal? How long will it take to save to do so? And will your goal still be worthwhile when you're done saving?
Truthfully, some goals can wait. And some goals, you cannot wait. You have to seize the opportunity immediately. If you can afford to wait, then you can save towards that goal. But if you believe that you really cannot, then you really want to get some good advice from your financial advisor to determine which loan would be the right loan for you.
Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, JMMB, Michelle Sinclair Doyley. In saving to accomplish a goal, there is also the very real issue of inflation, which may just see the actual cost of it escalating with each passing month or year.
Let us say that you're saving towards a goal of your education in 5 years and it currently costs $60,000. Then if you save $1,000 per month for the 5 years, then you'll be able to achieve that goal. However, if inflation has caused the cost of it to rise within that five-year period, to say, for example, $80,000, then you would need to now be saving $1,333. So knowing the projected rate of inflation is going to help you to estimate how much you would need to realistically save towards that goal if saving is an option that you have chosen.
If your current earnings allow you to comfortably afford your goal, even when inflation is factored in, then saving may be the right choice. But if not, you may have to consider some kind of loan to ensure that you can take advantage of the lower price, and only after you have discussed things with someone who can guide your selection and ensure you can realistically afford to go into debt. Another key factor to consider before going into debt is whether doing so will leave you better off financially when you're done repaying the loan. If the loan you take is with a view to increasing your own income, then you have to do the math to ensure that it will actually do so. Mrs. Sinclair Doyle illustrates this point with the following example.
So Jonathan was afraid of taking loans, and so he was postponing his law degree for several years while he was trying to save towards a tuition. But this delay was actually causing him to stay in the same job that would have been paying him the same salary for several years while he was trying to save towards his education. Let us say he was in the job for 5 years before he would have been able to now pursue his law degree. And let us say that it would have taken him 4 years to accomplish his law degree. Not taking a loan would have delayed his new salary, his enhanced salary, for 9 years. The 5 years that he's taking to save towards it, plus the 4 years that the course would have taken.
In this example, the better decision was for Jonathan to take a loan, increase his income, and repay the loan sooner, rather than put his career on hold to wait till he could afford to finance it. Once again, if you can afford to save to achieve your goal while factoring in inflation and other potential pitfalls, then by all means do so. But if not, a loan may be the smarter option.
So when you sometimes calculate the amount that you're giving up just because you hold on to, I don't want to take any loans, sometimes you're really giving up a lot of enhanced income. And so the opportunity cost can be very, very expensive, even more expensive than taking that loan.
Client Financial Education Manager at Jamaica Money Market Brokers, Michelle Sinclair Doyle. So as you weigh the decision to either save or take a loan, we hope we've given you a few tips to make that decision easier and help you to achieve your goal on the best terms possible. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.